This is the reading for November 10th. Hosea chapter 5. Listen, you priests. Pay attention, people of Israel. Listen, royal family, because you will all be judged. You have been like a trap at Mizpah and like a net spread out at Mount Tabor. You have done many evil things, so I will punish you all. I know all about the people of Israel. What they have done is not hidden from me. Now that Israel acts like a prostitute, it has made itself unclean. They will not give up their deeds and return to their God. They are determined to be unfaithful to me. They do not know the Lord. Israel's pride testifies against them. The people of Israel will stumble because of their sin, and the people of Judah will stumble with them. They will come to worship the Lord, bringing their flocks and herds, but they will not be able to find him because he has left them. They have not been true to the Lord. They are children who do not belong to him. So their false worship will destroy them and their land. Blow the horn in Gibeah and the trumpet in Ramah. Give the warning at Beth-Aven and be first into battle, people of Benjamin. Israel will be ruined on the day of punishment. To the tribes of Israel, I tell the truth. The leaders of Judah are like those who steal other people's land. I will pour my punishment over them like a flood of water. Israel is crushed by the punishment because it decided to follow idols. I am like a moth to Israel, like a rot to the people of Judah. When Israel saw its illness and Judah saw its wounds, Israel went to Assyria for help and sent to the great king of Assyria. But he cannot heal you or cure your wounds. I will be like a lion to Israel, like a young lion to Judah. I will attack them and tear them to pieces. I will drag them off, and no one will be able to save them. Then I will go back to my place until they suffer for their guilt and turn back to me. In their trouble, they will look for me. Hosea chapter 6. Come, let's go back to the Lord. He has hurt us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage our wounds. In 2 days, he will put new life in us. On the third day, he will raise us up so that we may live in his presence and know him. Let's try to learn about the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the dawn comes. He will come to us like rain, like the spring rain that waters the ground. The Lord says, Israel, what should I do with you? Judah, what should I do with you? Your faithfulness is like a morning mist, like the dew that goes away early in the day. I have warned you by my prophets that I will kill you and destroy you. My justice comes out like bright light. I want faithful love more than I want animal sacrifices. I want people to know me more than I want burnt offerings. But they have broken the agreement as Adam did. They have been unfaithful to me. Gilead is a city of people who do evil. Their footprints are bloody. The priests are like robbers waiting to attack people. They murder people on the road to Shechem and do wicked things. I have seen horrible things in Israel. Look at Israel's prostitution. Israel has become unclean. Judah, I have set a harvest time for you when I will make the lives of my people good again.
The Book of Titus.
My name is Paul. I have left Titus on the island of Crete and must now write him to instruct him on the organization of the churches there. I will certify Titus's authority and encourage him to continue his work.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, I was sent to lead God's chosen people to faith and to the knowledge of the truth that leads to a godly life. My message is based on the confidence of eternal life. God, who never lies, promised this eternal life before the world began. God has revealed this in every era by spreading his word. I was entrusted with this word by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, a genuine child in the faith we share, goodwill and peace from God the Father and from Christ Jesus our Savior are yours. I left you in Crete to do what still needed to be done, appointing spiritual leaders in every city as I directed you. A spiritual leader must have a good reputation. He must have only one wife and have children who are believers. His children shouldn't be known for having wild lifestyles or being rebellious. Because a bishop is a supervisor appointed by God, he must have a good reputation. He must not be a stubborn or irritable person. He must not drink too much or be a violent person. He must not use shameful ways to make money. Instead, he must be hospitable, love what is good, use good judgment, be fair and moral, and have self-control. He must be devoted to the trustworthy message we teach. Then he can use these accurate teachings to encourage people and correct those who oppose the word. There are many believers, especially converts from Judaism, who are rebellious. They speak nonsense and deceive people. They must be silenced because they are ruining whole families by teaching what they shouldn't teach. This is the shameful way they make money. Even one of their own prophets said, "Cretans are always liars, savage animals, and lazy gluttons." That statement is true. For this reason, sharply correct believers so that they continue to have faith that is alive and well. They shouldn't pay attention to Jewish myths or commands given by people who are always rejecting the truth. Everything is clean to those who are clean, but nothing is clean to corrupt unbelievers. Indeed, their minds and their consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but they deny Him by what they do. They're detestable, disobedient, and unfit to do anything good.